Gentlemen, that brings us to the point on our agenda where it says we're going to take a recess, but since we've only been at it for about 45 minutes, we're going to keep on going here for a while. So it is, we have reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We are very glad that you're here with us this afternoon, giving up your afternoon to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Certainly, Mr. Chairman. This is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda, or this afternoon's agenda, actually. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County and its deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present and everyone participating virtually is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance or participating virtually must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. For those of us here in this room, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. For testimony from people here in this room, supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. We will start with folks present in this room, and then we'll ask to hear from people participating remotely through the call-in number. For those of you here on the premises who wish to speak, we ask you to come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We just need the name and place of residence from anyone speaking on the phone. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. One thing I would like to point out is we do have a fairly new sound system, so if you do come to the podium to speak, just make sure that the bar, it's a button at the bottom of the microphone stand, that you hit that and it's red there, and then it's red around the end of the microphone. That way we know you're being recorded. It's on now, for example, so if you don't touch it, it'll be fine. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, the commission may take action on the application or defer it until a later date. Once the record is closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any email, mail, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir, we thank you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2023-02, Brittany N. Penuel.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 16.01 acres plus or minus into two single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the north side of Old Furnace Road, which is Sussex County Route 46, approximately a quarter of a mile west of Concord Pond Road, which is Sussex County Route 516. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 231, Map 13, Parcel 2.00. The zoning district is GR, General or residential district. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of a preliminary subdivision plan. We have a copy of a waiver request from the applicant relating to topographic contours and bulk grading. We have a copy of a letter received from Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we have the staff analysis letter, and we also have received zero comments. I should clarify, Mr. Chairman, that that DLDOT letter is actually a no objection letter, which is a different status to service level letter. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application today? All right, you would come on up to the podium, please. Give us your name.
It's on. Brittany Penuel.
Okay, Ms. Penuel, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Sure. Basically, just that we're looking to separate the smaller lot from the majority of the lot. We have somebody living beside us on the 1 acre triangular space on the right that is interested in that lot. So we're just trying to separate them so we can retain the main lot.
Okay.
Can I just ask a quick for the record? I asked Mr. Whitehouse this. This is essentially subdivided now.
Yeah,
we're just giving a blessing.
How does this even happen that you end up with?
We could go back and check the history of what got permitted and when, but it is a bit of an anomaly. So
it's been chipped away at for a long time. Yes.
Okay.
That's probably just the residual piece that
I'm
didn't get assigned.
It's a residual piece from that L shape or something. Yeah. As was observed, looks like it's already been subdivided. It just hasn't been recorded that way. So. All right, well, I'll tell you what. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We're going to start with Mr. Hopkins right here.
I think the only question is how will they access the subdivided piece? Currently, the one piece that you're referring to, I think, is the part with the horseshoe driveway, right?
The larger lot, sure.
So how will they access the back lot?
So that is the piece that we're hoping to keep. The smaller one to the right side of that was the one we're looking to separate.
That isolated rectangle is the piece that we're that we're being asked to create.
Okay, I'm sorry, Ben. I should have picked that up. I don't have any questions. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Ms. Wingate.
No.
Mr. Mayor.
No questions, sir.
Okay. Staff.
Yeah.
Anything? Okay. Mr. Whitehouse.
None for me, thank you.
Councilor.
Just a question whether this could be approved as preliminary and final tonight, do we know?
We have the DLDOT letter of no objection and we don't need fire marshal, so.
Okay, all right.
All right, sure.
Thanks.
All right, if no one has any questions, we'll ask you to take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone that has an interest in your application that might like to speak.
Thank you.
You're certainly welcome. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2023-02, Brittany and Penuel? Like to speak in favor. Yes, sir. Come on up. Yep. You got
a
question? Well, you come on up to the podium and you can ask your question. It's quite all right. Take your time.
I'm John Copeland, and I own that rectangle in the back with a corner cut off.
Okay.
Now, going into there's a 50-foot driveway easement in perpetuity.
Right.
I just want to make sure my driveway is not messed up.
Well, if it's a 50-foot easement in perpetuity, it would be pretty hard for us to mess it up. It looks like it's right there. So I think you should be fine.
I just want it to stay there.
Well,
this won't impact that.
This won't impact that at all. In fact,
okay.
Shouldn't ever be anything.
That's fine, and that's the only question I've got.
Well, you should be fine.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone else would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition? Okay, operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to subdivision 2023-02, Brittany and Penuel?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. We have Ashley on the line. Ashley, your line is open.
Hi, my name is Ashley. I'm an employee with Sussex County, just testing the line.
And we hear you loud and clear, and we thank you very much, Ashley. Operator, is there anyone else standing by who would like to speak?
If there is anyone else on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one on the line who wishes to speak.
Okay, thank you. Commissioners, any further questions or comments? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.